This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. President Bush is in the Middle East this week, Egypt today to meet with Arab allies, and Jordan tomorrow for a summit meeting with the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers. But as he addresses the roadmap to peace, Iraq, and terrorism, the president hopes to advance a longer-range plan to bring the Arab world into the global economy. In the belief that prosperity is the key to democracy and stability, the president proposes to work toward a Middle East-U.S. free trade zone over the next 10 years. Open markets in the Middle East could prove just as elusive as a lasting peace settlement, though, and the process faces serious questions. Are leaders who view open government with suspicion ready to embrace open markets? And will the region's citizens welcome U.S. trade initiatives as a path toward greater economic prosperity or reject them as schemes to remake their societies in America's image? Is there an alternative? We also have an email challenge for you today. Later in the program, we'll talk about how America's wars acquired their names. Who gets to decide? And we'll read your suggestions for a name for the conflict that just ended in Iraq. Desert Storm 2, Gulf War 3. Our email address is totn@npr.org. And we'd like to hear from you on our main topic this hour. What's the relationship between free trade and a modernized Middle East? Can political reform succeed without economic development? And does that mean globalization? Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is totn@npr.org. First, though, an update on President Bush's meeting today with Arab leaders. NPR's Michael Sullivan joins us now from Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. And good to talk to you.
Hi, Neil.
Can you tell us, first of all, who was at the meeting today?
Well, we had President Bush, obviously, and the host, Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak. We also had the leaders of Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Bahrain here, and the new Palestinian Prime Minister, Mahmoud Abbas. They were here today to basically give their support for President Bush's effort to basically restart the stalled peace process in the Middle East. The roadmap is what President Bush is pushing now, and he wanted them to voice their approval of the roadmap. And, you know, it was a hand-picked group of U.S. Arab allies in the region. The people who disagree with the U.S. about a variety of things in the region were not even invited. And the people who came here did agree with President Bush that the roadmap should go ahead, and they also said something else that he wanted to hear, that terrorism must end and violence must end, and violence and terror in Israel directed against Israeli citizens by Palestinian extremist groups such as Hamas. So he pretty much got what he wanted out of this. I'm not sure the Arab leaders got as much as they wanted.
Well, one thing that they might have wanted the president to do was address the issue of Israeli settlements. They would have to be, at least some of them, withdrawn as part of this roadmap. Did the president have anything to say on that?
He did, actually. I mean, they were looking for him to make some strong statements about pushing the Israelis to actually implement any roadmap that they come up with here. I think the feeling among many Arab nations is that the U.S. is not really interested in making peace here, hasn't been in the past at least, and they wanted some sort of firm commitment from President Bush that he would go the distance on this one, that he would make sure that the two sides hammered out some sort of agreement. And he did that. I mean, he said very forcefully on a number of occasions today that America and himself in particular were committed to this process and would stay committed for as long as it took. On the issue of settlements, he was also pretty blunt, too. He said, quoting here, Israel must deal with the settlements. Israel must make sure there's a continuous territory that the Palestinians can call home. So I think he gave the Arab leaders a little bit of what they needed in terms of assuring their populations who are, you know, unhappy with both them and the U.S. because of the war in Iraq, that Bush is sincere about pursuing some sort of a peace settlement for the Palestinians.
Any reflection of that in the statement that was issued by Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak on behalf of the Arab leaders after the meeting was over?
In terms of what?
In terms of what the president had to say on the Israeli, I mean, did he acknowledge the president's what he might view as progress on that issue?
No, not really. All he said was that he welcomed President Bush's statements vis-a-vis pushing the process forward. But I think we'll probably see more after tomorrow's meeting, between President Bush and Prime Minister Ariel Sharon of Israel and the Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas in Aqaba, when he sits down with the two of them and says, right, get to it, start agreeing on what you're going to do to implement this roadmap. But, you know, we have to remember one thing. All this is a roadmap, and this is the very first phase of that roadmap, the first tentative phase. And while this looks like, on the face of it, this may have been a photo op or something that was arranged in advance, I mean, the fact that these people came, the fact that Bush came to the region for the first time after insisting for a long time that he wanted no part of any personal involvement in making peace here in the Middle East, I think that's significant, and that's something to build on going into tomorrow's summit.
Well, before we metaphorically leave Sharm el-Sheikh, can you describe a bit of the scene there for us? I mean, first of all, this is a famous place. What does it look like?
Well, it looks like you have mountains behind you, and in front of the mountains is desert, and in front of the desert are quite a few hotels, luxury hotels, which are built right down next to the water, where there's a very lovely reef here, which has some of the nicest diving in the world. And it's a nice, peaceful setting for a summit. They've had many summits here. Unfortunately, most of them have come to naught.
Well, all right. Tomorrow you will travel to the other side of the Gulf of Aqaba, to the Jordanian city of the same name. Today's meeting's, in a way, a prelude to the face-to-face talks tomorrow amongst Bush, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and the new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Do you think that President Bush got what he needed to strengthen his hand tomorrow?
I think he did get as much as he could have gotten here. I think the only thing that he might have wanted that he didn't get was a firm commitment by the leaders here, as reflected in the statement read by Egypt's President Mubarak, that they would work directly with the new Palestinian Prime Minister Abbas, because the U.S. is clearly interested in working with him and not Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. They feel that Arafat has just done too much in terms of at least going along with the violence that's been directed against the Israelis. And the U.S. just has no patience for him anymore. They want to deal with Abbas. They want the Israelis to deal with Abbas. And they want the Arabs who are meeting here to come out and say, yes, he's our man, and we'll support him, you know, wholeheartedly. What the Arabs said today fell a little short of that. So I guess you could say President Bush didn't get all that he wanted to get here, but he got most of it. And that'll be a good start for tomorrow.
We'll check in tomorrow to see what happens then. Michael Sullivan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Neil.
NPR's Michael Sullivan speaking with us from Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt.